this evening will be Galatians 6, verses 7 through 10. I'll be reading out of the New King James Version. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of the faith.
Good evening, everyone. So I know Wayne did a great job this morning filling in for Andrew, and so I'll be filling in for him tonight. So, of course, I know they're him and Jill are right now with the baby, so we look forward to them coming back with us soon and being with us. So, love the opportunity. Like I said, I was supposed to preach last Sunday night. Of course, we didn't have last Sunday night, and so we had weather last Sunday too, and which was actually good because I didn't have the best voice last Sunday, so which is good. So that worked out good for me. So. So when David said, you know, Andrew wouldn't be here, so that gave me an opportunity to give the lesson that I had already prepared. So what I'm going to talk about tonight is is perseverance. And so we've been studying the characteristics, right? We've been studying the characteristics in our adult Bible class. I think even the teenage have been studying that also, and which has been such a great study. And sometimes the words you could go so much more deeper into. And I know David actually did this. Well, I actually didn't do this lesson. So it's something I had. So it's like I thought I could go a little bit deeper into it and maybe not a different angle, but just one way that we want to look at perseverance, okay, in the word. Of course, when we think of that, when we hear that word, okay, when you hear that word, you think of, you know, long-suffering, making it happen, right? You know, lasting out, okay? And, of course, the Scriptures give that, right? The Scriptures gives this a lot in, and not just in where we're studying, which is in 2 Peter, but it gives it all over the Bible, this concept, okay? And we see examples of this concept, okay, of this word all through the Bible, and which is very good for us because I think one of the biggest things us as Christians is to make that journey. It's a long journey, okay, as we go through, all through our life. And we go through different chapters of our life, right? We go through, you know, some of us are very young here, right? Teenagers, and you're going through, and you just think, oh my goodness, this is the hardest ever be, right? And then you're going to, like I said, and then you start dating, and then you start getting married, and then, oh man, and then you start having children, and oh man, and then you lose a job, and you're like, oh man, and then you know, it just continues to go. It's just constant, 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 right? And it's a word that we need that always keep in our minds. Now, if you look at in the Scriptures, right, over Matthew 24:13, of course, this is talking about the destruction of Jerusalem, but it said, "But he who endures to the end shall be saved." So that gives you that, okay, I just got to make it, right? That gives you, that's vision to me when I see that. That's my vision I need. That way I can make it. There's a price I have to pay, but there's a promise, isn't there? Okay, and so we always say if the promise is big enough, the price is easy. So the price is like, okay, if I can just endure, right? So it's scripture after scripture, right? Okay, we read over in Galatians just a while ago, right? It's like, let us not grow weary while doing good. This is sometimes really, it's like, man, I'm doing good, and this person over here is not doing good, but he's doing good. You know what I mean? You've seen that, right? They're just not a good character, and they're not doing good, but not grow weary in doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. And we know that concept of if we whatever you reap, you will sow. You have to believe that in this word perseverance. You have to believe that 100%. And that's just, like I said, that's peppered through the whole Bible, right? It's peppered through the whole Bible. Okay, in 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable." Okay, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Okay, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Once again, that gives you that what you need inside to be able to make it, to be able to endure. Because there's sicknesses, there's deaths, there's all the stuff that we're going to endure, right, as we go through our lives. Some of you have endured a lot, okay, a lot. Some of you guys are trying to endure through your health right now, okay, and you're enduring that. So it's like this is where the Bible comes very, like I said, and of course, what I want to do tonight is show some examples of people who never quit. They just kept going and kept going. And they're great examples for us. And to me, a Bible is a book of examples, okay, a book of stories of people who didn't make it and people who did make it. That's what the Bible's kind of full of, isn't it? We just kind of go through, and there's little characters. All of a sudden, we get on a character, and we kind of stay with them for a while. Okay, and that's through the whole Old Testament. You get on a character, and you stay. And then you get a New Testament, and all these new characters that are introduced to us, and you see what they go through. And I'm going to go through three here tonight, and then go to some people who didn't make it. So this, never quit. Never quit. You have to have that inside of you. And that's, by the way, that's in anything in life, by the way. That characteristic that you would have in Christianity can be carried on in anything that you do. In anything you do, right? I love this thing. I say, a child learns to walk and falls 50 times, but he never does what? He never thinks, this is not for me. Okay? A child is the most resourceful, perseverance person you've ever met, hadn't it? Okay? I always say, you were born relentless, and you were taught to relent. Okay? You were taught, then all of a sudden we're taught not to go for it. Okay? But a child is the greatest to watch. Watch a child that tries to walk, there's a boom, boom. A couple emergency room visits. Then come back, boom, boom, boom. And then they walk. And you never think, well, you know, this child just ain't going to make it. He's tried 32 times. We never just like give up on him, don't we? We never just like, okay, no more. Okay, you're in a wheelchair for life. Here's your chair. Don't ever try again. We never do that, do we? That's perseverance. We know that in everything that we do. Now, a lot of times, okay, we got all these burdens on us. We got all these things on our that we can't go forward. You have to get rid of them, or you're like this horse. And I see so many people who got all this stuff. You know what? You need to get rid of that stuff. And you're carrying past, and you're carrying anger, and we talked about it this morning, and you're carrying envy, and you're carrying all this stuff with you. And you just can't make it. You just can't make it because of what you're carrying with you. Now, the next slide I'm going to do, this is supposed to be funny, so I hope I get away with this slide, okay? So I may not. So this is a slide that I have to go through, okay? And so sometimes you just got to, you know, sometimes it's part of the game, right? It's part of the game. That may be opposite, by the way, too. It may be maybe the guy's always slow, okay? And it could be opposite, okay? But I've done that many, many times, right? I'll be ready in 5 minutes, and that doesn't mean 5 minutes. That was just something for those young ones, and so as you go forward. So throw that in there. That was free. Okay. So going back to the word, right? Perseverance. Okay. So first of all, Jesus didn't quit. Isn't he a great example of that? He never quit, and he had probably a lot of reasons to quit, didn't he? If there's going to be a person who quit, because some people just think, well, they just don't have my life. Some people think they have the market cornered on problems. They think nobody else has problems but them. Okay, and I got all the problems in the world, you don't. Okay, well, they just don't see that. In other words, you carry it on your back, we see them. Okay, some people just get through them, don't they? They persevere, they go through it, they make it. And Jesus was definitely one of those, wasn't he? That just continued constantly. He was despised and rejected by his own, wasn't he? I mean, rejected by his own. Just think of this when you look at Jesus' life, okay? Okay, in Isaiah, right? He said he is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and was hid, and he was rather than our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. He came, and his own rejected him. Okay? But still never quit. Perseverance was his word. It was his word. Okay? He was by his own countrymen. His own countrymen complained and whined and complained. And it's like, we want a real king and we wanted this, okay? And we see it over in 1 John, okay, John 1:11. He came to his own people did not accept him. They didn't accept him. So sometimes when you think it's like, man, it's like your life. So always like I always do is like, what about you? Do you have this complaint? Nobody ever accepts me. Nobody ever this. Nobody accepts me here. Nobody accepts me in the family. Nobody accepts. That's where you get, like I said, I call that a pity party, right? And the people invite people. And you can find people in pity and then they'll come to your party. Okay, and you sit around and you commiserate. Okay, and then you go like, you think mine's bad, and then you up one, and then you up them one, and they up you two, and then somebody else joins, it's got a better one, and then that's the party, isn't it? Like I said, Jesus never had that party, did he? He didn't invite disciples over for the party, the pity party, right? He knew. He just knew that his job was to do his job, wasn't it? To preserve all the way through it. Perseverance. Very powerful word in the Bible, right? His own townspeople. Mark 6:3 says, it is not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joseph, John, and Simon. Are his sisters not here with us? And they took offense at him. So it's like he just constantly, his own, he constantly had that rejection to him. But he never quit. Never quit. Okay? His own family, right? So his brother said to him, move on from here, okay, and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see your works, which you are doing, for no one does anything in secret when he himself is striving to be known publicly. If you are doing these things, show yourself to the world. And he says, for not even his brothers believed in him. It's just like, that's a tough thing, isn't it? Some of you guys maybe be, you're Christians in the family, and you're maybe the only Christian in the family. And when you go to Thanksgiving, which we just had, it's a tough Thanksgiving dinner. Okay? Are you still doing that thing? Are you still doing that Jesus thing? Are you still doing, they ridicule you, don't they? Okay, it could be at your work. It could be some of your best friends. But you have to have perseverance to be able, Jesus never quit on them. Never quit. His own disciples. You ever had a person that you really, you call them your ride and die person? You're like, this person will never leave me and this person will be good. And they left you, or maybe left a church. He's like, that just could never happen. If you've been out long enough, you'll have that happen to you. You can't believe that. You can't believe that they would walk away. They would walk away. As a result of this, many of his disciples left. Okay? And would no longer walk with him. Okay? But once again, did he quit? No. Never, ever, ever quit. A great example. And of course, his closest followers even did the same thing. But all of this has taken place so that the scriptures of the prophet will be fulfilled, which we read, right? Okay. Then all the disciples left him and fled. Okay. So many walk away from him. So many left him. Okay. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he was left alone, wasn't he? When he came back, they were asleep. Okay. Remember that? It's like, So when you start feeling that, you can use this as an example. That's how you make it. That's how you get through. That's the promise that you're given, that our own Jesus Christ went through, but he never, 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 ever, ever quit. Beaten and crucified, he still kept going. Okay? At the highest. Okay? Next, Peter didn't quit. Peter had just a incredible journey, right? As we follow his character through the Bible, we see perseverance coming in. Didn't start off too good, did he? Okay, finished strong, though, didn't he? Finished strong. Okay, finished so strong, okay? His faith wavered and sank in the sea, right? Remember when his faith wavered? Okay, when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out saying, Lord, save me. He had no faith. Just from the very beginning, Peter was just like, he kind of like, you know, it's like the Bible kind of showed him as to be just a really weak person, okay? We loved his ambition and what he wanted, but he just couldn't get it in the beginning, could he? You ever seen people like that? They just don't get it. They think it's always so bad. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. But their faith makes them sink. Their lack of faith makes them sink. They always have that pity party, don't they? You can see Peter didn't quit. He shamefully denied Jesus, didn't he? Okay, we find over in 26:69. Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard. Several girls to him come saying, we know his story, right? You also were with Jesus of Galilee, and what did he say? But he denied it before all them, saying, I did not know what you are saying. Now we go back to Jesus, okay? We go back to Jesus, never quit. Now Peter is going through some trial and tribulation, isn't he? He's going through some lack of faith. He's going through some trials. Man, I'm in front of the, I mean, my life's in danger here, isn't it? Okay? It's challenging who he is at the highest level. And sometimes we're going to be challenged at that level, aren't we? We're going to be challenged like that. We're going to be challenged our faith. It could be a loved one. It could be a husband or wife. It could be a mother or father that challenges us just like this. And that's when we got to have perseverance, don't we? We got to be able to make it through. It could be somebody at your work that challenges you at your highest level. I know people who had to quit jobs because of this. That's just because of that, at the highest level. Okay? He was beaten and jailed. If you look at Peter's life, right? Over in Acts, okay? Over in Acts 4:3 and 5:40, it says, and they laid hands on them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. And 40, it said, and they agreed with him. And when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, okay, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and they let them go. So now you see Peter going this first full circle now, right? First of all, he didn't have no faith. Okay, then we see he denied. Now we're seeing that perseverance coming through, aren't we? Now we're seeing victory, aren't we? You wouldn't think beaten is victory, but beaten is now we're starting to see who Peter really is, aren't we? It's actually, this is like, okay, this is a good scene in a movie, isn't it? It's like, oh, wow, the character's stepping up. Now you almost become, you're behind this character, aren't you? You want, this guy is making it. He is truly, truly, he's went from here, and now he's here. And that's such a great example for us, isn't this? We can be here, but you know what? You can be here. And that's a great, great, there's that gap in between that you grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. Sometimes the Bible, it's funny because it's, you know, we go a chapter and it could be years, couldn't it? And we think it's like it was yesterday and, oh, today he's good. No, that wasn't just happened overnight, did it? He slowly developed that, didn't he? He slowly developed that. Can you develop that? Absolutely. To the point of beaten, that's a high level, isn't it? That's a high level of perseverance, isn't it? That's a high level. So whatever you're going through right now, probably haven't got to the beaten stage, okay? I hope we never have to, do we? But Peter did, and he never what? Never quit. Never quit, okay? He never quit. And by the way, Jesus never gave up on him either, by the way. There's another lesson in there. Jesus didn't give up on Peter. We were talking this morning, like, sometimes you're like, I don't want to be around that guy no more. Okay, so, but he did see in Peter, didn't he? He hung out with Peter. He stayed with Peter. He saw he was worth it. Sometimes we see it in people, don't we? We constantly be that light into them. We were talking about that this morning. Okay? You know, he watched close friends get executed, didn't he? Okay? He just threw it all. He kept going, didn't he? He just kept going, okay? And it's like 1 Peter 5, 8-10, he said, be sober. And this is just a great verse, okay? A great verse for you as he talks here in 1 Peter, right? 5, 8-10. Because through it all, he just kept going, kept going, kept going, kept going, kept going. That's the key to life right there. That's the key to anything you're going to do. Keep going, right? He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seek whom he may devour. So you got to be like alert, don't you? That's what perseverance is. It's like being alert, knowing, okay? Being alone, okay? Resist him, steadfast in the face, knowing that the same suffering. This is a guy who denied Christ, saying this, by the way. This is a guy who denied Christ and sunk in the water. Because of his lack of faith. And look at his talk right now. How powerful his talk is. How he's like, he's moving people with this kind of talk, right? He's saying, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you had suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. What a great verse of a person that never quit, and he probably could have. This is just not for me, like kind of like the child. I tried 32 times, I failed 32 times. This Christianity stuff is probably not for this apostle, is probably not for me. And he became a pillar of the church, didn't he? That's perseverance. If he doesn't have that quality, he doesn't make it. He quits. He quits somewhere in that journey. And so many people quit in the journey. They quit. They're quitters. That's that thing, quitters never win. It's like I used, you know, Kobe Bryant, which has always so many great quotes. He calls it the Mamba mentality. He said, "If you ever see me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear." That's mentality, isn't it? That's strength. That's I won't quit. I won't quit until death, right? And that's what that saying is. Let's go to Paul, okay? Another great, and like I said, we could go through so many in the Bible, right? We went through Jesus, we went through Peter, now let's look to Paul. Paul's a classic. We just studied here two or three quarters ago. We went through the missionary journeys of Paul. And you just see he had no quit in him. No quit in him. Not at all, okay? He was just incredible. He was stoned and left dead, okay? Okay, he was beaten and jailed in Philippi, okay? He was persecuted repeatedly, okay? Repeatedly. Stripes, 40 stripes. He was just beaten. It was amazing. He suffered beyond comprehension. This is Paul. Okay? What a great example, right? What a great a person who perseveres. Just, you can just see it. It's in him. Do you have it in you? Can you make it through stuff? So many people can't. They check out. They ring the bell. I'm out. I'm out of this. Now, we could do a whole lesson on some of the other words, okay? Okay, how you do that. I'm not just saying you're just not going to do that alone. That's not a lesson we're going on, but Christ doesn't let you do this alone, okay? And so we did totally. So you can see, okay, this is Paul, right? I love this verse. When we were studying the thing, this verse just struck out to me, right? This just like it, from the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes minus one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. And night and day I had been in the deep. In journeys awful, also in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the cities, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils in the false brethren. In weariness and toil. In sleeplessness, often in hunger and thirst, and fasting often in cold and nakedness. Besides the other thing which come upon me daily, my dear concern for all the churches. Wow, this what a verse. And all of a sudden, he switches it. All that stuff, that's enough just to like, you're the most incredible person I've ever met. Okay? And now he switches churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak. Who is made to stumble, and I am to burn with indignation. What a powerful verse of perseverance, right? He's the ultimate example of that. He's the ultimate example of that person who made it. Okay? And when you read this, then you go, maybe my problems aren't so big. Or maybe they are, by the way. But you can make it, can't you? See, he never quit. He just didn't quit. And that's powerful. That's great for us to see. And if you follow Paul, you can follow him. Where he's like, I've fought the faith, I'm ready. He paid the price. Okay, but the promise was there for him. He knew it too, by the way. He knew it. Great example. He was someone who persecuted Christians in the beginning. We could just go through a whole life of Christ, of Paul. Just amazing. Just amazing when you look at that. Okay? Paul didn't quit. Okay? Like I said, he suffered beyond beginning. He never gave up. He never gave up. I'm already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, right? I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, through all that verses that we just read before, all those beatings, all those things, all those shipwrecks, all those nakedness, all those stuff, finally, There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all. To who? To all who do what? Who persevere, like I did. To all who has loved his appealing. See, now he gives that, like I said, that great exhortation, okay? I made it. I did it. And do you see confidence here? Did he have any doubt that he was going to be in heaven with Jesus? Did he have any doubt? There's not one doubt in that verse. Man, I don't want to be there. It's like, man, I hope I did pretty good. He had no doubt. It was like crystal clear in that verse. To me, I'm crystal where I'm going. Okay? And I'm crystal clear where you're going if you can follow that. It's very powerful, isn't it? Very powerful when you see that. Okay? Who didn't make it? Okay? John Mark didn't quit, did he? There's another one who didn't quit. Okay? He got turned back, right? Remember the story? Paul didn't, like, send him back home. He failed, didn't he? He failed, right? Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. He did something that Paul said, don't want to hang out with him. Did he quit? Not that we see, right? He lost confidence in him, didn't he? Okay? You know, sometimes you get this self-doubt, don't you? And John Mark didn't get self-doubt, did he? Somehow he was overcome that. Even though you take the Apostle Paul says, get out of here. That's like Patrick Mahomes on the team says, get out of here to the receiver. You know what I mean? He'd be like, whoa, I'm probably not going to make it. But there are some people who can get through that. Some people somehow can get through that, can't they? That's perseverance, isn't it? Okay? John Mark didn't quit. Okay, he didn't quit at all. He went with Barnabas, we saw. He just rededicated his life, didn't he? He turned it around somehow. We don't get all the whole story, right? He gained respect of Paul, though, didn't he? Okay, and by the way, this didn't happen overnight. This wasn't like today, and then tomorrow Paul's like, right? This took time. This took time, doesn't it? Okay, Paul said, only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful for me in ministry. What a great story of perseverance. No self-doubt. One of the highest guys, Paul, kicked you out of the camp, and you're back in. Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. So powerful. He was helped to Peter in Babylon, okay? Now, some did quit. Really quick, we're going to come through. Let's see, some people did quit, didn't they? And that's the great thing about the Bible. It gives you both. Not everybody made it. Not everybody was great. That's why we have such a great example. It's like, okay, I got that. I don't want to be this. Okay? Some people didn't make it. Okay, Demas quit, right? 2 Timothy 4:10, okay? For Demas has forsaken me, having loved the present world, and has departed for Thessalonica. There's that ride or die person that he left. We never see him come back, do we? He left. Why? He couldn't persevere. I don't know why that story, but I guarantee you he had a story, didn't he? Of why he left. That's why you got to look at your story. Everybody has a story. Everybody possesses one. Okay? Judas quit, didn't he? Okay? What a sad story, right? That's an incredible story. Almost like Judas and Peter were on the same plan. Peter persevered, and Judas didn't. Okay? It just shows. It's like two sons have an alcoholic father. One becomes incredible, and the other one becomes a drunk. The question, why? Okay? Why? Because of them. You have the power. It's in you. God gave it inside of you, right? Okay? And so we won't read that first part, but now it says, now his betrayer had given them a sign. Remember he said, give me a sign, saying, whoever I kiss, he is the one to seize. Okay, and immediately he went up to what? Jesus. Not only did he disdain, but he went up and kissed him. How do you do that? He went up and said, greetings, Rabbi, and kissed him. That is like such a person who turned. Of course, we know a little bit of reason why he turned, right? He turned for money, didn't he? Now we know the story, though, right? Wasn't a good ending for Judas, was it? See, he quit. Are you going to quit? No. Okay? Many disciples quit, didn't they? We follow over John 6:66, right? From that time, many disciples went back and walked with him no more. They quit. That's just like such a sad, sad story, isn't it? That they quit. So we have stories of all over the place that some did quit, right? Now here's the Lord's attitude towards quitters. Over in Luke 9:62, it says, Jesus said to him, "No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Quitters aren't going to be there. You can't persevere, you can't be there. And I'm not telling you life is going to be easy either. Go look at Paul, Peter, and Jesus. And there's many more we could go through. And then you can find the ones who did quit. Okay, who did quit. Okay, so never, ever give up. That's the lesson. That's the lesson, right? Trying to prove in everything you do. Right? We try to be right. Learning the scriptures. We want to get better and better and better and better. That's how you preserve. That's why we come together. That's why we do Bible study. That's why we read daily. Okay? That's why we leading in worship. We're getting better when singing. We get better in prayer. We get better in classes. We get better in everything that we do, don't we? We constantly get better. This is our challenge. A good marriage. It's the backbone of the church. Because marriage produces children, right? Raising godly children. It's a challenge, isn't it? It's a challenge. It's a challenge in all that, but that's why we want to get better and better and better and better and better and better. Okay? Living faithful Christian lives, right? As Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Your job is to be a light to those who are going through stuff, who may need that. Just like Paul, Peter, okay, and Jesus was to us. So as you see this, okay, through it all, you have to keep going. That's perseverance. That's perseverance. It's patience, all the stuff that we studied when we did our class. But that's what basically it is. So at this time, we offer the invitation. Maybe you're going through some, you know, a person who's, you know, ready to take that step. Ready to take the step like Peter did. Ready to, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to be that person like Paul did in the beginning of his journey when he was first approached by Jesus. Ready for that. We offer that opportunity to become a Christian. Some of you maybe have went through some trying times. Maybe you fell. Maybe you've had some things. You need the prayers of the church. We also offer that opportunity as we stand and as we sing.
I have decided.